It's 14th of November.
You wanted, did you start your tape?
November 14th, 2010. Okay, we're going to start with the prayer there, Tim. We read that top, those top four lines three times. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of in the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So we're starting on page 230 with verse number
259.
So, if we just read the verse here, if a thing which will be produced later exists, if a thing which will be produced later exists beforehand, the contention of the Niya Tevadins is not erroneous. Now, it's saying that that the thing that's going to be produced means this future thing that will be produced by causes and conditions later. They say that it exists before it's produced. So then, if you're saying that it will exist before it produces, then the contention of the Niyatavadins are those who say things just come into existence naturally, or they don't need a cause, they don't have a cause. Then that what they say would be correct, it would be not erroneous, so things would be causeless. So you have to keep in mind how we were talking about the three times previously, which is that if you take, for example, a sprout. A sprout is the future sprout. Is when the seed is in the ground there. That's the future of the sprout before the sprout comes up. So it's basically that's the sprout to be. And then, so we're talking relative to the object. You have to think of time relative to the object. And then, so then when it's produced, that's the present sprout. And then when it no longer exists, or its second moment of existence. That's the past sprout. Then here, then there's some various non-Buddhist positions that say that the sprout exists at the time that it's, it has to exist at the time that it's a cause, that it's to be produced. It has to exist there as a sprout when it's with the seed, and when at the time of the seed. So then there's that assertion, and then there's also the assertion of the one of the Vaibhashika, a Buddhist tenet system, which also says that the seed, that there's some kind of existence of the sprout at that time of the seed as well. It hasn't taken on the form yet of a future sprout or of a present sprout. And then So then here in the verse showing that the existence of future functional things is absurd is the way, if you look in the back here on 322, the outline here says for verse 259 that this verse is showing that the existence of future functional things is absurd.
This way.
No, do you say?
No, yeah, yeah.
So then, if we read the commentary on the verse, it says, if a thing to be produced later is substantially existent, that means exists in its own right, it has its own existence, its own self-existence, we could say, prior to its production, then the contention that things are inherently established as causeless, held by the Nyatavadins, who say, and those asserting that things are not created by people's activities and are without cause, just basically what the Nyatavadins say is that things are causeless, is not erroneous. That means it would be correct, that things are not what do you say? That things arise without cause. Yet their assertions are wrong, for they contradict everything that is both seen. Seen means our own direct perception of things. It contradicts how we see things work with our, directly perceiving it. And also unseen means that it contradicts reason, really. Unseen means things that we understand through reason.
Moya, tanda ni ko nangbe kar tu gi ore sen lo. Ngo bu kande chi na ko ju den chen chok be ne ga na. Ngo bu de yo ma re se yo ra.
No.
Ma hon ba re tanda.
No.
Ti de yo ma re.
Mm.
Ani ngo bu ju den chen so ni ya che so na ko ju den chen gi che ba re. Ti de ko da da ba re. Ti ni ke ji ni ba na ko de gi ma re ya ju den chen gi chen ni chen chi se. Me te ba re gi ore me ba sa gi ore
na
te le de ba as gi ora
sa
mo bo koran ya ju den ken gi lu bu du ya ke ne ke ji ke ji ke ji ni te ne ji 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 che do sin de ba ta ta ba ri ma ba do se du gi ore
s na
o di tu ku gi ora
mi
da ba tu gi ora
So what is the Buddhist position here, or the position of Aryadeva? It's that at the time when we have the causes and conditions assembled for the production of the sprout, like the seed is there, then at that time, that's called the future sprout, the sprout to be. Then it transforms based on these causes and conditions, and sort of adventitiously is the word that they use. It just comes about not, by the nature of things, but just by the circumstances. It comes into existence, and that's what we call the present sprout. So you have the sprout to be, the present sprout, and then in the second moment, it doesn't stay. It goes out of existence in the second moment. This is the idea of momentariness, that it doesn't stay for a moment, and so then there's this constant process of transformation that undergoes. That the sprout is constantly undergoing based on causes and conditions then coming together, and the sprout goes into its what we would consider its second moment, but it's already, that's considered a new sprout there. It's just like a totally different sprout, because the one that was produced in the present moment is no longer existent. So it's constantly going through this process of being a sprout to be, and then being the present sprout, and then going out of existence, and then being the sprout to be. So it's this constant process of transformation.
And then could yield go at you or the same trouble of church as she was gang talk to Dangi so the some cogodwa. Did they hear my wife? You then came with the cocaduca with jiggy 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 sovereign you would do we ora. Or the mid up what they are saying sooner. And the yearly are called go on to your quack. So she lay in and nyin and dawain and tungain and the kangako. You win you win you win jiggy jiggy sovereign you will be on jiggy jiggy do the yora. Or the duco tunga was said. Yili kyoa kye yunga ra. Nea de lu da long ju de kari na. Pa kishin kishin gyura kyanre ye sen pa ta su na. Ani dungya wa de tongu yunga ra. Di tong su na ene. Da shida ngaya ngaya se shibuji da dung zi ye me lu samgu yunga ra. Dungya wa sun za ku yili kyoa kye be shire. Yili kyoa kye be shire du su su lu yi nanda long ju de ngaya de ngaya se shida. Takut cawe apa maris segala, tak kira cawe apa maris. Di koyak itu dalam medak pada kesian pun cukup segala. Medak pada ya bos koyak sana, dunia wadah tamu apa tongpas ya tuju ya bu yang segala.
You have to do a command. Click on Nancy, right? But you don't have the ability. You just have to cut everybody off and then redial it. Natalie doesn't have a list. Yeah. Good. So then, what is it that we're we're learning from. Well, maybe I'll wait for them. Yes. Decline. Oh, let her do it. Yeah.
I'm just doing it.
Yeah. If it cuts off again, just let Amy do it. Amy, do you have the ability to call everybody back? Maybe we'll let you do it.
I somehow lost it. Usually I have it, but I didn't have Fred's on there, so I was waiting.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll have to do it then if it cuts off again. But anyway, I waited to give you the translation of what Geshe-la just said. And he is saying that what is the significance of us understanding impermanence in this way? If we understand that things are constantly coming into existence and going out of existence, and basically a state of flux is I think the easiest way to translate that and for us to understand it. And then what we develop is a kind of disenchantment with things. We become disenchanted. We understand that it's what do you say, that we understand what the Buddhist concept of suffering. And then through understanding suffering, that there, through understanding that there is, through understanding suffering, that we're under the power of something other than ourselves, then we understand that there is no this kind of, we tend to think of ourselves as having some kind of self-existence as well as objects. So then, we understand this idea of selflessness comes about through the idea. Selflessness means that things do not exist in and of themselves or in their own right. So then, from that, from the idea of impermanence, from the idea of suffering rather, then we understand the idea of selflessness. So then, this impermanence is a very important thing in the Buddhist teachings to come to understand. So now we're on the 260. So the next verse, this 260, if you look on page 322 in the outline, that essentially what is being said here is the consequence that things already produced are produced again. It'd be this repetitious produced of something that's already been produced. So to say, if we read the verse then, to say something which will be made to occur, that means will be made to occur means that the causes and conditions are there. That's the future sprout, and we're talking about a sprout now, and the causes and conditions are all assembled. So to say that has already been produced, then is totally unreasonable. It doesn't make any sense. And if that which ex- because it's going to be produced once these causes and conditions give effect, right? Then, but no, it's already there. It doesn't sound reasonable at all. And if that which exists, if something is already, if it then in fact already exists, that causes and conditions have already brought it into existence, then it would have to be produced again. It would be being produced again. It would be sort of like a repetitive production.
Ko yudan kengi kebe ngaro ne ko zede yoyo bere esi yora. O di ko yoyo yoyo baten digi mares, tegi mares kaba, mirik des. Kedi ngaro yoyo ba chi kia waran yu nasi. Nge ne kuy negam ne yoyo ba che chi su yudan kengi ya kebe yi nasi yora. Ki simba la ya kia waran yu nasi, tanda ngadu lapsa imba tira. Ne koba mebe che se, ki simba de la ya yudan kengi ke jo gyab gu mare de koba yu mare. Ko nyugu yene nyugu resa re, nyugu reji te yore. Ya juden jengi nyugu yangja soko maare, di goba yo maare sikyo na. Goba mebe chirna, ju rangi taye pardo jung gobe, drebu kewe kukab menye batawan jose. Ni sabiyon drabiche, ni sabiyon de kye simba de, yang sabiyon ke, sabiyon kye simba de, sabiyon ke, sabiyon koran kye diyane. Kwa madongu padu, zambule shishi padu, sabiyon koran kye gibi diyane. Nyugu kewe kukab raga maare sikyo na.
So then, if we go to the commentary, moreover, even if the future were substantially existent, okay, if it were already there, it would be unreasonable to say that a thing which will be made to occur later is substantially existent prior to its production. So it's basically to say that a sprout is exists at the time of a of its causes would be unreasonable. If that which this is, if you're saying that if a future, if the future were substantially existent, means if things existed in the already now, it had some kind of existence now, right? So if that which already exists is produced later. Okay, so then the consequence of saying that things that are already produced are produced again later, what has already been produced will come into existence again, which is purposeless. The idea of just like, why would you have to produce, why would there be a production of something that's already produced? It's sort of like, what do you say, redundancy or something like that, that kind of idea. As and then if you say, well, no, that's what happens, then as a consequence the effect would find no opportunity for production. You have this, all the causes and conditions there, the seed, right? And it would be constantly, it would be a seed again, it would be a seed again, it would be a seed again. It would never be able to give rise to a sprout. It would be just this repetitive production of the seed, of the causes and conditions for a sprout. And it would be that way until the end, means until the end of time, which is basically, what they say, endless, but just, it's a way of expressing, you know, just forever, you know, say eternally. It would just always be this production of the cause. There would never be any production, there would, things would never take effect.
Did you do some consciousness? Maumba yores. Maumba mana, Nanjo Batuzo, come gem some lutan, Maumba carry on to so, oh, the young to the young to the young to some jet. ganga haku gyore ne mau ba tin tin de yong gres lab gdo as gyore ti mau ba mena kandes tong gyore as gyore sa mau ba rangwe ne yore ye ne ko ne jo ba de tong gyore as ti so da ko long dam ba sta da de gdo as gyore o di ba ka gyo da ti ba ka gyo ra ne jo ne ne she ba
ha ya ya so then so then the idea in this next verse is that where the non-Buddhists are asserting that because yogis can see into the future, then if you look at the outline there, that helps it here. It's 261, refuting that yogic perception of wished for objects directly perceives future things. So then, so their idea is here that because yogis, the meditators, that means, can see into the future, okay, then the future must already be there. You know, they have these direct understanding of the future. So the future must already be present. That's what they're saying. It's here. Because they have this direct perception of things that you know, wished for objects means future things. Just they have a direct perception of future things. Therefore, the future must be here now. Must be have its own existence now.
Any ko long dang yore, just a mau beckam ne ko yore, yes, yore. Tipa gag yore, de kagbang yore, and a mau ba de zes yuna, mau beckam ne mau yung yu de zes yuna, and a sardo migua dombaso. Then a tarba tover yard to yoya yina, com gemni, toya to the mau ban yuya yina, and a migua dom kiawa do kale yagumarco, mau ba in tambuna yuzarina, kale yagumarisora. Ani kubah meba tawa dah. Mida bah ini, kebe angar ne yoban kewas. Jadi mida bah sengke itu ko juga kebe ni ne yoban mar. Jadi mida bah rig mar, tak bah rig reko. Ni ne yoban ani teh teh yor kora. Jadi mida bah saya, jadi mida bah ini kebe ni le meba sih. Jutan jen cobek kalu meba sih. Jadi lubur tu jig dongke sih kor mado. Ni ne tangpo ne yoban sih ani tada bah sih. Jadi mau balu teh teh ne. Ti tak berhenti segera. Mau bangun baru tinggal dua.
Nanti
tak bayi nak cek bangun ni juga kau. Tunggu sum dua. Tapi tangguh di bawah lagi ada. Kalau tunggu sum di, wo ni yang kurang yang deh.
Ini yang konsider.
Ojo lagi.
So then, if you look again on page 322 at the bottom there, there are three parts to this refutation of yogic perception of wished for of that yogic perfect perception of wished for objects directly perceives future things. Is the actual meaning of that, and then there's this consequence that fresh restraint from non-virtue and so forth from doing any kind of harmful deeds, that means, are unnecessary if the future is substantially existent. Then why would we have to restrain ourselves if we've already restrained ourselves? Then the third one is, if impermanent, it is contradictory for something to exist prior to its production. So if you were talking about impermanence, then you know, my way or Ayurveda's way makes sense, okay. But if you're saying that everything or that the future and the past and the present and the past already exist, then there wouldn't be any movement of impermanence. There wouldn't be no way to establish things as undergoing any kind of transformation. So we'd be going through those three in the
digest. Oh, yeah. Tak tangguh diri dah, kerja tu kerja na, nenjo bagi ni, mana siapa batu tu ke, mahu bagi orang tu di tanda nengu sum tu siapa cecah, tunggu tua segi orang, kipah kaki orang, kau bangun diri lah, Maomba yodes, Maomba ne yodes, Taku Sulabi or Tango Debati Kugura. Maomba ne yodes, Maomba noble and big bear. Nanjur be mene sheba yube chirdans. Maomba lung them by them decon other tongue. Tongu to us or a tala yungu to us. Maomba the Mabayena, Mosham di Buna Shedramurana Shina, and the tongue your marvas yora. Then the tongue sigmaris.
So then this is an assertion from the opponents, really, the opponent's assertion here on page 231. They're saying, well, the future exists because there is a yogic perception of wished for objects, which focuses on future things. That means that they can see future things directly, that these meditators are known to see future things directly, and because predictions concerning the future are later seen to turn out to be just as predicted. So they're seeing these things and everything, they're making these prophecies, and then the prophecies come to be true. So it must be that the future exists already there. And this would be impossible if the future didn't exist at all. It would be similar to something, here the example is a barren woman's child, something that couldn't possibly exist, like the wife of a bachelor. It's just the idea is that then you would have to be, it has to exist. They're saying you can't, this couldn't happen in relationship to something that doesn't exist at all. That's what they're saying. And if the future doesn't exist at all, how could it happen?
Tanda any tongue you know, maybe Shanda, Karjan tongue you want a tongue with this, Yora. Give a marriage in Negam na, Maum Bengobong on ye, Musum do tonase, Ralusi Yora. Good night, Jangi, Jabe, Tribe, and Larry Negu Negam there, Debut the Maum Becam there. Go, Maum Bengobong on ye, Kora Ramune to Yenet, and Musum Nanjubang Musum do Tonas Yora. Tona, Noble Meba Chi Maton, Tonarta. Maybe a lot of them don't care about it. Do you negle and maybe Mosham Bud Casur, Ramon Randavish, Namgame Medon Ravishi, maybe to Kanga Tongo or Vasora. Maybe in Berlin, Dandarity, and maybe she do some to Toya Yuna, maybe Kanga Tonsho or Karjan Medon Desigora. Never maybe she met us.
Then here is the reply or the refutation of that kind of a position. If future things are seen, that's mean if you see them directly, if you somehow having a direct perception of future things, then why is the non-existent not seen? So usually we think of the future as not being existent yet. So then, well, if you can see the future that, if the future is something non-existent and you can see it directly, then you could see any non-existent thing, basically. In the commentary it says, if future things are directly perceived by way of their own entity, okay, by way of their own entity means that they have some kind of existence, okay, already. They have, they're self-existent or exist in their own right now. Right, that future things have their own existence right now in the period before their production, before all the causes and conditions. We're just talking at a time when the causes and conditions are assembled, and then it exists then. Well, if it exists then why are non-existent things not seen? It follows that, then anything like there are other examples besides this. There's like the horns of a hare or the horns of a rabbit, right? That's a non-existent thing. You should be able to see that, or you should be able to see a sky flower. They say it's a flower that's just up in the sky, right? That's not connected to anything. That's something that couldn't possibly exist. But you should be able to see that too, if you can see the future, right? If the future somehow has its own existence right now.
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Its own self-existence, we say.
Mao basi de yune ko didu ne chi yo go res yo ara ngo sa de sa de nyugo yo mar de nyugo de ba re se de rangwe ne de ba yine ko nyugo di yo ne te du de ba yin go res yo ara o dile a kyo din jugo yo res kena cha ne kyo din jugo res ranglu ya de ba da mao ba ta da se de ten jin de ba jo ma re o ju ju ma do yo mar mao ba na ko nyugo chi ke yo sa ta nyugo maung ba re nyugo yungi yore da chi gi yore da as lap so gre maung ba yungi yosa ju den kin da koran do yo ma re ti du sa
na
ta da da che so da 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 re se ya nam sa ju de ta ko de ba re se jin de se ne chi chi le de ne ne to be fa ta ne te sam le nam sa sha go re ma to rang we ne ko na ngo chu ke yo ma re se go ra
na
ti sum rang we ne yo se ne kyo de sun ju gre re se Madu Kangal Jugu Maris Gora. There Mao Ranging Oy, Yabar Kalimbala, Neva Din Jura Yenge. Koja, do some tender Rangshin member. Rangshinji Madubari. Do do the Mambuzil Turgeon Delisha Gore. Rangshinji member Kalimbala never made this. Tender Yung Mare. Tanda Mena, I call Nanjuba six over the Mao by Yung Tonsho this Gora.
No.
Sanje Namje Keva Chue, Paru do Joya. Mwabu namja tanda ngusum du sikbeche, sanje etu zhuk sikdu, keba mambu ke chele yongju changmate tanda ngusum du sikdu gire, sikwara.
No, no.
Tanda yogu maris.
So then, it follows, well, first of all, you have to understand that what we're talking about is self-existence, or inherent existence, or things somehow existing in their own right, having their own, what do you say, their... They're self-contained. They're autonomous. They don't need anything else for their existence. So that's the idea of existing in its own right. It doesn't need to depend upon anything else. And so the opponents are saying like that the future has this kind of self-existence or inherent existence. And it follows that non-existent things would be seen, for it is not feasible to make distinctions between what is seen and not seen with regard to the non-existent. Once it's non-existent, then it would have to be always, whatever non-existent would have to be seen. Such fallacies arise for those who assert that the past and the future exist by way of their own entity. But no fallacies accrue to us. The Buddhist position, or in this case, the position that Aryadeva is holding amongst Buddhists, who assert that the three times as arising dependently without inherent existence, that they're dependent. In our own system, this is the way the Tibetan speaks, right? As we talk about our own system, as means the Buddhist position of Aryadeva, then in our own system, future, present, and past are dependent arisings. Okay, at the time of causes and conditions coming together, then we say that is impute to that or designate that, as the future sprout, okay? The causes and conditions, that's the sprout to be. That's what it has this kind of imputed existence or dependent, it's dependent upon, it doesn't have, it's not already a sprout at that time, it's just you know, what we call the sprout to be. And then when it just sort of suddenly, is another way of saying it, suddenly comes into existence, you know, all these causes and conditions, and suddenly it sprouts, right? Then that's, you know, right there, that's the sprout, right? We call that the sprout, okay? And it's dependent upon that sprout coming up, right, like that. And, yeah, you've seen that in time-lapse photography. Somebody was talking about that. When you see that actually suddenly comes up, right, then that's it. Okay, that's the sprout. But in the second moment, it's not the, you know, it's already passed out of existence, that sprout, okay? And it doesn't continue for another moment. Then causes and conditions come together, and it forms another moment of the sprout. But then, that second moment, we call that the past sprout. Okay, it no longer exists. That sprout that came into existence no longer exists in the second moment. And so then, it works fine. You know, the idea of the three times, future, present, and past, work fine for somebody who is like us, who's asserting dependent arising. There's no problem there, okay? But, and then Buddhas directly perceive in the present even those things which will occur 10 million aeons from now. They can, because of dependent arising, right, because things have this dependent existence, then Buddhas can see into the future, 10 million aeons into the future, based on what is presently, you know, what is present, right? What is here in the present. And so in that way, then, the three times can work, but not with this idea, when you get into the idea that somehow they have their own, the past, present, and future have some kind of set, well, here we say, future, present, and past, that they have their own existence, then you get all sorts of problems. That's what's being said here. Dadrisa.
No. Tadiche derida.
No.
Sigdu gishe ba de tu na maon gyan serwa. Nenjo ba da sangye zo gichi maon ba da sigi yena. Sigbe ka